Blog Talk Radio.
Today's lesson is titled The Enemy Fixer. And I'm sure some of you have got some folks that you want to fix. Now some of you think that somebody's got you fixed. Said, no, Reverend Ike, I don't believe in all of that superstition. Yes, some of you who don't believe in that kind of superstition, you're believing that you're star-crossed. Well, we're going to get rid of all of this enemy business and all of this opposition business right now with this lesson, which I call The Enemy Fixer, How to Stop Enemies and Opposition. There are two texts which we're going to read at this time. From the lips of Jesus, St. Matthew, the 10th chapter and the 36th verse. These are the words of Jesus. St. Matthew 10:36. I'm going to read and I'm going to have you repeat it after me as I shall read. A man's foes shall be
of his own house.
Now let's stop here for a moment. What is a man's house? A man's house is his mind. So say with me, my house is my mind.
My house is my mind.
Now, I know that's a revelation to some of you. Some of you think that your house is at 1020 Walton Avenue. I mean, even the physical house that you live in, I've got news for you. The material house that you live in is really in your mind. The house that you live in is in you. With that in mind, let's transliterate the words of Jesus.
A man's enemies
are in his own mind. Oh, quiet. I want to say that again for emphasis and have you shout it back at me. A man's enemies are in his own mind. Oh, but that's wonderful. You know why that's wonderful? Now that you know that they're all in your own mind, you can kill them, everyone.
Amen.
You've got them. Let me hear you say, I've got them.
I've got them.
And you see, when you learn that you've got them, then you can unget them. Well, we're going to tell you what we mean by that as we shall go on. From the pen of St. Paul to the Colossians, in the first chapter, in the 21st verse of his epistle, we read, You were enemies in your mind.
By wicked works.
You may be seated. I'm going to start right out telling you how to get rid of enemies and how to get rid of opposition. And in this world, from time to time, it may seem that people and things come to oppose us. And I catch myself dealing with that from time to time. I was having a satellite dish put up on one of our buildings in a certain seashore area. And it cost a number of thousands of dollars to do it, but the thing just wasn't working right. And the people wanted the rest of their money before the thing. Seems like they wanted their money before they finished installing it. And of course, I told my people, don't pay them the rest of it until it works. And we were about to get in a tug of war with that issue. And you know, in life from time to time, every day there are opportunities to get in little oppositional circumstances with people and things. Is that right? Oh, but we're going to fix that today. And so as this scenario was about to get a little rough, I prayed, and here's what the Spirit told me. Stop adversarial, oppositional thinking and feeling. Most of us are in the habit of letting oppositional, adversarial thinking and feeling run away with us at will. Get that set of tapes by Reverend Ike. Tell your feelings how to feel. Tell your mind what to think. Tell your body how to react. Stop and think for a moment. How do you think and how do you feel when you observe that somebody or something seem to be working against you? Usually the mind begins to think adversarial thoughts, oppositional thoughts. Usually the feeling nature begins to feel oppositional feeling, adversarial feeling. And I mean, you know, the thinking and the feeling can really go to work. Oh no, that old so-and-so is trying to do this to me. Those old so-and-sos are trying to do that to me. And so adversarial thinking and feeling comes into play. And if you permit adversarial thinking and oppositional thinking and feeling to just run away with you at every opportunity when you face a challenge, you're going to create a lot of opposition and a lot of enemies. So the first thing you're going to have to do is become aware and stop adversarial, oppositional thinking and feeling. Break this nasty habit. Say that.
Break this nasty habit.
Say it again.
Break this nasty habit.
For the third time, say it.
Break this nasty habit.
And it is a habit. Only you can put yourself in mental position to experience enmity or friendship, harmony or opposition. Nobody can be your enemy without your permission. What a mind blower. You cannot be my enemy unless I give you the permission. It doesn't matter what you say, what you think, or what you do. If I don't give you the permission to be my enemy, you cannot be my enemy. Now, this is what I mean by killing your enemy. When you realize that, that kills the idea of enemies in opposition. I'm not talking about killing people. I want you to say this to yourself. This is so important because right here and right now is where you're going to drop every enemy right now, right in their tracks. I want you to say this to yourself. I want you to preach this to yourself. And our sermons and classes are a bit different here, because you helped me to preach these, and we're really each one preaching to himself. You never get one of these lessons unless I have first taught it to myself. You never get a sermon from me unless I have first preached it to myself. And make no mistake about it, before I get here to preach a sermon, I've preached it to myself over and over. And after I leave here, I'm preaching it to myself. And I say, now you live by it, or don't you go and preach it to anybody else anymore.
Ministers and practitioners, you have no business preaching to other folks something that you have not preached to yourself and that you are willing to practice yourself. And you're going to have to prove it when challenges come. Anything that doesn't stand the test, what good is it?
Here's the statement.
No one can be my enemy without my personal permission. Shout it.
No one can be my enemy without my personal permission.
Now, I want you to engrave this on your mind. I want you to touch yourself with your thumb so that that subconscious self will know I'm talking to you. Now, three times we are going to shout it. We are going to preach it. No one can be my enemy without my personal permission. Let's hear it.
No one can be my enemy without my personal permission. Again.
No one can be my enemy without my personal permission. No one can be my enemy without my personal permission.
Now let me tell you something about this. It's a repeat that you've heard several times during this series, but it's worth repeating a million times. I have never forgotten some almost 20 years ago. In Boston, Massachusetts, a man came to me and said, "Reverend Ike, I've been having bad luck ever since that old woman, that old evil woman, my enemy, put a curse on me." And this man was crying, tears washing his face. He was trembling. He had become a sickly man. He had troubles in his home. His money had dried up. Ain't that trouble? Couldn't hold no money and couldn't get none to hold. And he stood there before me just like a whipped dog. And you know, it's an interesting thing. I, for some reason or the other, have always felt that the God in me has and is the answer to every problem. Always thought that. Always felt that. And this is why I deal with people, and I love to deal with people, and I love to help people to overcome their problems and their situations. And so right away, the Holy Spirit gave me the answer. Told me what to say. Listen, you know, if you stay in contact with the Spirit, it will give you the answer you need right on the spot. I had to say something to this man. He was a sick man. Sick in his spirit, sick in his mind, sick in his body, sick in his pocketbook. Here was a man that was whipped and beaten by circumstances. What am I going to tell him? And out of my mouth, the Holy Spirit spoke. And I said to him, "Brother, if you want to get rid of that curse, all you have to do is withdraw the permission." As I said, if you've got an enemy, if you've got anything working against you, it can only work against you with your permission. And I explained that to him. I said, that woman can only hex you, fix you, curse you, and be your enemy as long as you give the permission. And so when you get ready to get rid of that curse, when you get ready to get rid of that enemy, you just withdraw the permission. I looked into his face and I saw the tears beginning to dry. And I saw his countenance changing. And he began to wipe his eyes. And he began to straighten up and he began to smile. And I could see the truth breaking in upon his conscience. And he stood on his heels and he took his lungs full of air. And he shouted to the top of his voice, "Right now, I withdraw the permission." Oh, come over to you. And the next thing, out of his belly began to flow rivers of living water, and he began to speak in Pentecostal tongues. He experienced the baptism of the Holy Ghost and backward fire standing right there in that spot. And he began to speak with other tongues and to glorify God. And he was set free standing right there on that spot. From that moment, not only his heart changed, his mind changed, but even his money.
All right, peace everybody. What's going on? Hope everybody's doing well. Let me turn this music down just a little bit. Let me try and get this. There we go. All right, I hope that's not too loud in here. All right, peace to everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Truth Tuesday Show with your host, Akeem L, here on Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation. I got a new setup. I got two cameras going. I'm trying to get used to all of this. I'm trying to give y'all all angles of the office. Y'all can get the background and see what the type of books I'm reading, you know, my trusty dictionaries of legal language. All right, that music is just distracting. Let's turn that down. There we go. All right. So once again, I hope everybody's doing good. Let's see who's in the chat. Let's see. We got Karen Israel. Peace. Happy Tuesday as always. 758 16, peace and much love to all. Same to you. Yazid Yebay, DJ B Thunder, Maxim Moore, Yolanda Dewar, Angel Peach, Zahia Amir, Ace Lord, and Jerome Blakemore. So, you know, we're hoping for some more people to get in there. Let's see who's on Blog Talk. Remember, if you want to talk to me, you need to call 563-999-3615 if you got questions, okay? Tim is in the house, and Beth is in the house, the host of the Raising Independent Thinkers show. She is on. James Flanagan is on. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the SBC process and does it work. Those of you who don't know what the SBC process is, that's Secured Party Credit process. That has been running rampant in this community for so many years. So does it work? And if anybody who is listening and uses that process and got remedy, you're welcome to get on and share that. I'm looking forward to hear from you because I haven't heard anybody tell me it worked. But anyway, I played Reverend Ike on Blog Talk. You guys, if you weren't on Blog Talk, you probably didn't hear it. And it's called the episode called the, what was it? Was it the enemy? Did I play the enemy fixer? I can't remember which one it was. But I know I was listening to that one in the car, the enemy. Who's the enemy? And a lot of us allow people to be our enemy, or we allow people to irritate us or get us upset. And we call them enemies. We call them annoying. We give them all types of labels. But what Reverend Ike said is the real enemy is you. When you define someone or you judge someone as a problem or an enemy, you created that in your mind first. You came up with that thought. You see? Hang on a second. I got something loud running in the background. Hold on. You created that. So all enemies start in the mind first. All problems start in the mind first. And the reason why I'm talking about this, because I get calls about government agencies giving people a problem with filing things. Oh, these people, they're corrupt. They're evil. You know, this whole victim mentality. And let me give you a secret. Most of these people that work for these offices are not thinking about you. They don't care about your process. They don't care about what you know or what you think you know. They can care less. All they know is they got a job to do and they see things a certain way. And that's the way they're going to do it. So they're not the problem. You're the problem because you come in there with an idea that they're going to be a problem. Oh, yeah. You're always on guard that someone's going to resist you. Now, most times I do not get a problem. I just talked to the branch manager of, where was it? I called a couple of them. I talked to Merrill Lynch, Charles Schwab, branch manager Charles Schwab, and I told him about my religious objection to the social and all of that. And we had a good conversation on the phone. And he told me what they can and they can't do about that. He wasn't nasty about it. I wasn't rude about it. I told him, I don't use the social. You know, how can you help me set up an account without the social? And at first he resisted me, and we talked about a couple of things. And then he set up an appointment for me to come in and sit down with. See, I didn't go in there, it's my right to not use a social, it's my religious objections. I didn't go in there preaching that. I just talked to him. I understand he's a manager. He has to do things a certain way because of the Patriot Act is what they say. And, I politely explained to him, I read that. Can you show me in there where it says I have to give you the social as an identity? Can you explain that to me? I might have missed that. I know it's not in there. I've done shows on that. It's not in there. But I didn't make him an enemy. I look to him as a ally, someone who can help me. What can I do to get these accounts open and not violate my religious conscience at the same time? It was just a simple question. Too many times we're making these people our enemy and they're not our enemy. Does the government have an agenda? Yes, to do what's in the best interest of the government. of course they come under the guise that we're helping the American people, blah, blah, blah. But really, they run it like a business, and all businesses are going to make decisions in their own best interest. And we need to get used to that idea. Accept that. That's what they do. And so what do you do? You make decisions in the best interest of your business, your home. You know, I decided to disconnect from corporate America and run my own business, run my own ministry. And it was the best decision I ever made. I didn't go out there preaching, hey, you corporations are all corrupt. Okay, I don't like you corporations, how y'all run business, how you make me get up every day to come in and clock in and get this money. Well, they don't make me get up. I sign a contract. How I have to get, if I want to work for them, I have to get up and be there on time and do exactly what they say and go on the vacation when they tell me I can go on. If no one's got that time, I got to apply for my time. If I want to take sick, I got to call them and say, I'm sick. I didn't like that. So I didn't make them an enemy. I just disconnected. And once I unplugged from the matrix, unplugged from the rat race, life became less stressful and easier to deal with. So my personal relationships got better. Now I can focus on them, okay? I could actually focus on myself becoming better, because it's hard to focus on yourself and go to work every day and deal with, you know, all of these other personalities, all these other requirements that people place on you, you see? So stop making people your enemy. They're not. And even if they're acting like enemy, don't make them your enemy. You don't have to respond like an enemy. You don't have to respond with a negative reaction. Okay, this is how this person is acting. Let them act like that. You can remove yourself from the situation and choose not to do business with them, you know, or deal with them. The problem is never the other person. It's always me. It's always you. You're the problem. You, that thought, that negative thought that you're speaking on, you created that in your mind and you spoke it. If you don't like the way a person is behaving or treating you, there's one simple solution, is remove yourself from the situation. Real easy. But we sit around and we try to make people do what we want them to do, behave and treat us a certain way. I said, you know what, I think this is not really complicated. They're not treating you and respecting you a certain way. You don't need to yell, scream, and get upset. Just express yourself and how you feel about it and move on. Or stick around if you want to. No need to beat it in the head and keep talking about it. It never fails that whenever every week I get complaints about government officials not filing paperwork or not doing what you want them to do. Try to force people to do what you want them to do. No, you can't force people to do what you want them to do. See, you guys need to get that book, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, and read that. It's the art of negotiating with people and getting people to cooperate with you without making it seem like you're forcing them to do it. No one wants to be told what to do. No one wants to seem like they're being forced to do something. But everybody wants to feel like they're empowered on their own to make decisions for themselves. And your job is to position your whatever you're doing in such a way that they feel like they're empowering them, helping you is going to empower them. I retreat to I play dumb. You know, I dumb down. I was like, okay, well, I'm confused. I need to get this done. How do you suppose I do this? You know, since these, how do I get this done without this? You know, and then they get to talking and talking and talking and talking. And I just sit there and listen. And next thing you know, they're doing it for me. Why? Because I empowered them to believe that I valued what they had to say to me, that I really wanted to know. We like, you know, your knowledge is key to me being, and I need you to help. You know, I need this information. It's all in how you position it and how you, your voice. You're not going to get anybody to do anything if you're being aggressive. Trust me, I know. I've done that before. Played that game so many times that most times it failed. Or if I did get them to do it, it was done in such a way it wasn't exactly how I wanted it done. So be mindful that most of these people are just people just like you. They got feelings. They got family. They're just trying to survive. They're trying to live and get through that eight-hour day or however long they got to work that day and go home and unwind and watch them some news, watch them some TV so they can or drink or do whatever they're going to do to forget about that job. They really don't want to go home and talk about you. Hey, you know, this crazy person came in there and trying to make me do all this crazy paperwork. It was looking all weird. It looked like some of that sovereign citizen stuff that comes across my desk. You become the topic of the conversation. Instead of, maybe they go home and say something nice. Hey, man, this guy came in there. This woman came in there all nice and was polite. The paperwork looked a little strange, and I helped them out, you know, but, you know, I corrected them on a couple of things. See, they talk like they was empowered. You want to be the highlight of someone's day in a positive way. Yes. Something that someone could go home or go somewhere and share a story saying, you know what, this person really saved my day, made my day by being positive and speaking positive things. I was in the grocery store this morning getting a couple of things, and it was an older woman there. I guesstimate her age about 65. She was up there. And she was, you know, just beating herself down, talking about, I'm old this and I'm old that. And I was getting some of the rolls out of the thing, and she was talking to her coworker when she said that. And I just simply said, old? You don't look old to me. And she said, well, you must be blind. She said that to me. I said, no, I'm looking with a different set of eyes. And that silenced her, and then she... Oh, okay. Then she was helpful and she helped me get the rolls out of the thing. Hey, put these gloves on to get them. It makes you, I was trying to use the little tongs, the tongs thing that they have there. And she said, no, put these gloves on. You could just reach in there and get it. I was, oh, that's easy. I said, see, only a young mind could think like that. And then I walked off. See, what? Instead of looking for opportunities to be upset and negative about something, look for opportunities to be positive. You see? That's our mission, is to be good, to be a light in the world. There's too much negativity going on. We got videos on YouTube that go back and forth, talking back and forth for how this person is wrong about this, and this person is wrong about this, and this thing, going back and forth, going back and forth. And a lot of them mean well, they do, but you're never going to get anything solved always pointing at what's wrong with a situation. Never will. I tried it plenty of times. Never going to, you know, yes, do you have to address issues that come up in your relationships and things like that? Yes. You know, you sometimes you do have to draw the line in the sand. But at the same time, you want to do it in a respectful way where you don't call people names and put them down, make them feel stupid or dumb. Someone asked me, can I say the name of that book again? It's called Never Split the Difference. Chris Voss. He used to be an FBI negotiator. Actually, it's on Amazon. Chris Voss. You can get it on audio. I have it on audio book. There it is. All right. I'll put it in the chat for you. Here's my chat. And that's another thing. If you really want to up your game, you got to do a lot of reading. There's no way around it. No way. You're not going to get by. You can't elevate without reading. And you need to dedicate some time daily to reading. There's the link. It's in the chat. Never Split the Difference. Negotiating as if your life depended on it. Chris Voss. He is, I think he owns the Black Swan Group. It's a group you can hire to negotiate for you or something. Like, they teach you how to negotiate. They have classes. Go check him out. I've listened to him a few times. Yeah. Stay positive always. So, update. The Hindsight University is, I don't want to risk to say it's halfway done. It's done to a point where it's functional. So only the people that have membership with me can access the classes right now. So what I'm planning on doing is adding all of the stuff that's on my other website to there, where you could just buy it and then it just opens up like a class and you can just play the video right there on the spot and it's part of the class. And you'll have access to that indefinitely. I mean, as long as you... So you have a computer, you can access it, making it easier for me. So I'm trying to, it's so many things I got to work out. I've been working on it for the last week and a half. So like all of the premium members now, they can go in and watch all of the videos we've done or the classes we've done for the year. Every level, every person that's on, you know, I got three classes running now. So everybody from group 3-2 can watch group 1's videos. And if you're on and you're part of the membership, I suggest you go and watch group 1's videos, because there's a lot of things about the forms and how to fill it out, setting up the trademarks, all of that stuff's there now for you to get. So a lot of questions I get in the class, you don't need, the answers are there. And I set it up where you cannot skip ahead. You have to watch each video in order. Yeah. So, there you have it. So let's see, somebody asked me a question. Best place to study contract law in your opinion? State contract laws, a certain book, UCC. The best place to study contract law is the Constitution. That's the main contract you need to understand and how it works. And then from there, you can read state contracts and all of that stuff. And also, me, in my opinion, I would study a contract that I am actively about to participate in. So I read that. That's the best time to study that, and then it'll connect the laws to that. A lot of times we're signing contracts and we don't take our time to read it. Big businessmen don't do that. They get a contract, they send it off to their attorneys, and the attorney interprets that contract, and then they say, okay, we got a deal. When they go to sign the paperwork, they have already read that contract and weeded out any problems. See, You have been taught in school never to sign a contract you haven't read, right? But no one has told you exactly the details of what that involved. You get a contract. Okay, you want me to sign this contract? Okay, I'm going to take this contract. I'm going to read it. And then we can set a date. Like, think about it. Foreclosures. They want you to sign all this. I mean, not foreclosures. Purchasing a house. They got a big stack of the paperwork. They went, hey, sign here, and they're just flipping pages. Sign here, sign here. You didn't read nothing. Why do they do that? They can get you, though. They know the paperwork is the same. Okay, let me get all that so I can interpret it before we go to closing. And you're supposed to have a closing attorney. He don't even interpret the stuff for you. But see, people run on remote control. They run on what other people do. But you need to be reading those contracts. You see, now a lot of you guys are not paying your mortgage because of the fact that you found out in the contract that they converted you to a tenant in that paperwork. But if you had read the contract, you wouldn't have that problem, right? So whose fault is it? Yours. Not the government. They didn't trick you. It was in the contract. You didn't read it. I start taking personal responsibility for all of this stuff. So people are not paying their mortgage and getting foreclosed on, and then they want to blame the government. No, it's your fault. You didn't read the contract, and now you're figuring out, oh, they've been getting over it. They didn't tell me this, and they didn't tell me. You could have told yourself that if you'd have read the contract. And I know, I don't understand legalese. Well, that comes from educating yourself and reading. We've all been victims now. I've signed a mortgage before, and yeah, they just slipped the paper here, signed it, and you're so excited to get your keys and get in the house, you just sign off. And then someone come along and say, you know that mortgage is a fraud. Was it really a fraud? Maybe to a certain degree, but you got to take some responsibility for it. 2008 housing crisis happened, not because the government did anything. It happened because people stopped paying their mortgages or couldn't afford to pay them. And a lot of people stopped paying them because they got involved with these patriot groups and said that it was a fraud, don't pay them, fight them in court. And a lot of those people right now are on the street or they're renting apartments or they even, you know, maybe they started paying it again. A lot of them got foreclosed on following these groups. I know people right now dealing with that, those headaches. I'm going to tell you, that is a big headache. And they're not going to give you a house. Now, you could do a lot of things to slow all of that down. They're not giving away houses. Why? Because you have to take some responsibility. This goes back to what I told about earlier. You made the government the enemy. And they did all this wrong, but you're not checking yourself for not reading the contract yourself. And that's why I'm talking about the SBC process. Because we got people around here talking about the SBC, and they learn all of this stuff from different documents. One of them is called Creditor in Their Bonds. Credit in bonds. You know, I meant to do that. So I got caught up with some stuff, and I wanted to. I've seen that document often. Let's look up the. See, I like to when people give information. I want to know who wrote it, and where did it come from, and what they're talking about. And every time I pull this up, I go to a lot of these. Patriot sites that put it up. And you see a lot of Patriot paperwork. Like here's, I'll share this window. This one. There it is right there. Creditors in their bonds. And it's a lot of guys who teach on these different subjects. teach from this document, this PDF. Now, how many pages is it? And to this day, it doesn't say who's the author of this document. Like, that's what I've been looking for. Who wrote this? And I want to know his background and what his teaching is, how he's been successful with anything. And that's what, when you come work with me, see, they got templates in here, jurisdiction in this matter hereby granted by the John Henry Doe authorized representative for, this is all old techniques. See this? See this stuff? Legal claims. And a lot of the people who teach from this stuff draw the information from documents like this. There is nothing, like, it just says credit. Who authored this? Who put this together? Like, who wrote this? What law can I use? You know, when we talk about evidence, I can't put this in no evidence to say, put this in as evidence and say, this is where I got my information from. You see what I'm saying? I can't use this. So I'm trying to figure out, why are people still teaching from these documents? Why? You know what? I tell you what. Let me fix that. Because I'm totally off on that. Because these people couldn't teach from these documents if people didn't go there to listen. See? It's not, they're not the problem. The people are the problem. You're going there listening to that crap and following it. Even though you might even know that people have not been successful, because they always come to you with, well, he didn't do this right. He missed this point. It's always something they missed. It's always blaming the victim why they didn't get successful. Trust me. The only way you're going to get any remedy is to vet. People who do business deals, they check out the people that they're doing business with. They investigate more. I'm about to do this million dollar deal, and I'm going to investigate them. But let's put it into perspective. A lot of people who listen don't have millions and billions of dollars. So if you're going to spend $1,000, $200, $300, $400, $500 with someone, so that, in your world, that's like $1 million. That's a lot of money, because you're working from paycheck to get your hard-earned money. Why aren't you investigating these guys and their claims? Why? Help me understand why y'all don't do that. Why are we allowing people that look like us to screw us, to take our money? All because they come with some words and statements that sound good because you never heard of it before, and it just sounds like it sounds good. I'm sorry, but I work off of facts. I don't work off of theory. And we're going to get into this SPC, and I'm going to show you some things, how the SPC is not even necessary to do anything. You only need one document, one thing, and they gave it to you freely. They handed it to you. You had it in your pocket. Just it. You had it. And some of them have showed you the document, but then they misdirected you with these other processes. Okay, in order to do this, you need this. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all got the keys. All of you, every last one of y'all have the keys. And it's been staring you in the face the whole time. Monty Davis said, do not use that crapola. Someone said they got the mental evaluation. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still waiting for someone to get on the phone and say the SBC process worked. Y'all know the number 563-999-3615 is scrolling across. It's almost 50 people online listening. And I know out of that 50, a couple of y'all have been exposed to the SBC process. You see? Some of y'all have been exposed. So why anybody not, why y'all not doing it on there? All right. While we waiting for someone to prove, show, improve this SBC process, we're going to go and go in on this old, what is it? What is this thing you need? Let's first go here. No, not that. Now, I have, this is Minnesota Rule 220, right? It says the registrar of titles is authorized to receive for registration of memorials upon any outstanding certificate of title, an official birth certificate pertaining to a registered owner. Named in said certificate of title showing the date of birth of said registered owner, providing there is attached to said birth certificate an affidavit of fine who states that he or she is familiar with the facts recited, stating that the party named in said birth certificate is the same party as one of the owners named in said certificate of title, and that thereafter the register of title shall treat said registered owner as having attained the age of majority at date 18 years after the date of birth shown by said certificate. Most of y'all have seen this, right? This is nothing new for most of y'all. But what I'm going to say towards the end of this is going to blow y'all mind. What I'm going to show you the simple solution to all of this. Now, I'm not going to sit here and give y'all a whole process, go do this, that. I'm going to show you what they're telling you to do, what I just showed you. A certificate of security, what is that? That's a birth certificate, right? Okay. Let's go to, a certificate of security means a security that is represented by a certificate. A birth certificate is a certificate. So it is a certificated security, right? Okay. Keep going. I'm just going to read some Entitlement holder means a person identified in the records of a securities intermediary as a person having security entitlement against the securities intermediary. And then you need to know who that person, who's a securities intermediary. They didn't give me that one. So let's go back. Let me push that back. I'm going to click it again. And they're not giving you. They're hiding that. Who is this certificate? Who is this? So we got to figure out, you got to go find out who this is. Identified in the records of a securities securities intermediary as the person having a security entitlement against the securities intermediary. So if you hold title to something and you want to make claims, you got to go to this entity. But when you click this, it takes you to security. So for the hell of it, let's read it. Except otherwise provided in Section 8-103 means an obligation of an issuer or share participation or other interest in an issuer or in property or enterprise of an issuer. Okay, who issues your birth certificate? Isn't it the state registrar? Okay, that's the issuer. So I would say, because when I clicked, let's go back. When I clicked this, it took me to this. This whole section, it took me here, but I think they're trying to point me in the direction of this. Security certificate means a certificate representing your security, right? Security entitlement means the rights and property interests of an entitlement holder with respect to financial assets specified in Part 5. So what's Part 5? See how you got a clearing corporation means a person that is registered
as a clearing agency under federal securities law, a Federal Reserve Bank, any other person that provides clearance or settlement services with respect to financial assets that we require it to register as a clearing agency under the federal securities law, but for an exclusion of exemption from registration requirements. If its activities as clearing corporation, including promulgation of rules, are subject to regulation by federal or state governmental authority. So let's keep going. Let's stop here. I'm going to read this. Endorsement means a notification communicated to the issuer of an uncertificated security which directs that the transfer of security be registered or that the security be redeemed. So when you was born, somebody had to sign off for that. So at that point, it was a uncertificated security. And then it was directs that the transfer of the security be registered or that the security be redeemed. The only thing that's happened so far with the birth certificate, it was registered. But it hasn't been redeemed. Not by you, at least. I hope I'm not spinning your head around. I hope I'm not losing y'all. Okay, let's keep going. I'm just reading definitions right now. Oh, there's securities intermediary means a securities intermediary means a clearing corporation or a person, including a bank or broker that in the ordinary course of business maintains securities accounts for others and is acting in that capacity. Interesting. Don't the register of maintain security account? Register of deeds, the registrar, they maintaining that. Okay, let's keep going. All right. Let's go over here to the Delaware Code. And let's read. I'm gonna get to the UCC where it shows all of this financing statement, SBC crap don't even mean anything. Right. A certificate, this is Delaware's codes, which reads almost identical as what I just read. Certificated security means a security that is represented by a certificate. And once again, it's saying the same thing. Then they got a clearing corporation means, it's saying the same stuff. It's reading the same way. Communicate means to send a signed writing or a transmit information by any mechanism agreed upon by the person transmitting or receiving the information. Entitlement holder means a person identified in the records of a securities intermediary as a person to have a security entitlement against the security intermediary. Now, whose name is on the birth certificate? So according to this, it's saying entitlement holder, which would be whoever's on there, means a person identified in the records of a securities intermediary. I just showed you that the county, the state, the registrar is the securities intermediary as a person having security entitlement against the security intermediary if a person acquires a security entitlement by virtue of Section 501B23, that person is the entitlement holder. Okay. Let's go to entitlement order. Somebody said, can I zoom? Hold on. I don't put all these links in there. I'll give y'all the links. See, they've been teaching y'all. See, the only reason why I haven't really talked about this stuff, because I haven't sat down and read it all. I'm reading it now. Because it's time. Declare the BS. And have some solutions. Clear the BS and have some solutions. Now, I've read endorsement for a reason, but I'll tell you about it later. Okay, let's go back. I hope that you can see that. Let me see if I can make this bigger. All right, there y'all go. So where was it? Entitlement order means that notification communicated to a securities intermediary directing transfer or redemption of a financial asset to which the entitlement holder has a security entitlement. So sounds like somebody got to create an entitlement order. That's what it sounds like here. This is what it's saying. Financial asset, except as otherwise provided in 801-8-103, means a security, an obligation of a person or a share participation of the interest in person or in property or enterprise of a person which is or is of type dealt in traded or financial markets or which is recognized in any area which is issued or dealt in as a medium for investment or any property that is held by securities intermediaries. Let me talk about another securities intermediary, according to the county. The county clerk, the county where you registered deeds, where they register your deeds, is a security intermediary, okay? For another person in the securities account, if the securities intermediary has expressly agreed with the other person that the property is to be treated as a financial asset under this article. As contact requires, the term means either the interest itself or the means by which a person claims to be evidence, including a certificated or uncertificated security, a security certificate, or a security entitlement. Okay. Endorsement means a signature that alone or accompanied by other words is made on a security certificate in registered form or a separate document for the purpose of assigning, transferring, or redeeming the security or granting a power to assign, transfer, or redeem it. Have y'all done any of this? No, they tell y'all to put accept it for value. What the hell is an endorsement? What's an endorsement? Definition. An act of giving one's public approval or support to someone or something. A clause in each. Okay. They're giving you. I think you need, let's go, take that out. I want the Investopedia definition. Let me do this. Investopedia. Okay, let's search. If this will work, I hope this works. I may not be on the right place. Okay, there it was. It was right there. I just saw it. There it is. An endorsement is an amendment to a document or contract, an authorizing signature, or a public declaration of support. So you're here, an authorizing signature. And you've been told, now, the one accurate thing that they've always told you was the authorized representative. Right? So let's go back where I was. Let's go back. I know I'm taking a long road to get what I'm talking about. We already read definitions of registered form as applied to certificated security means a form of which the security certificate specifies a person entitled to the security. Whose name is on that birth certificate again? Okay. And a transfer of the security may be registered upon books maintained for that purpose by or behalf of the issuer. Who maintains the books? Huh? Or the security certificate so states. This is just a repeat. All right.
Let's go on to this. UCC 9-310. So they got you filing these financial statements. You can go on YouTube all day long and they'll say, file a UCC 1. So you hear it all the time. And it says, the filing of a financing statement is not necessary to perfect a security interest that is perfected under Section 9-308DEFNG. Which one are we on? We are on 310. Now, I suggest y'all go back and read all of these sections. I read some of them. I didn't get through them all. That is perfected under Section 9-309, which is it attached, and property subject to state regulation or treaty described in Section 9-311A. And goods in possession of a bailee, which is perfected under Section 9-312D-102. 5, in certificated securities, documents, goods, instruments, which is perfected without filing possession under Section 9-312EFG. In collateral, we're in the secured party's possession. Do y'all see creditor in here? It's a secured party. Creditor is not there. Under Section 9-313. In a certificated security in which is perfected by delivery of security certificate to the secured party under 9-313. So let's see what 9-313 says. Except as otherwise provided in Section B, a secure party may perfect its security interest in the negotiable documents, goods, instruments, money, or tangible chattel paper by taking possession of the collateral. A secure party may perfect its security interest in its securities by taking delivery of the certificate of securities under Section 8301. Do they keep bouncing you around? With respect to goods covered by a certificate of title issued by this state, a secure party may perfect the security interest in goods by taking possession of the goods only in circumstances described in Section 9-316D. Y'all need to go read all of this because I'm not tonight. With respect to collateral other than certificated securities and goods covered by a document, a secure party takes possession of collateral in the possession of a person other than the debtor, the secure party, or lease or of collateral from the debtor in ordinary course of debtor's business when a person in possession of authenticates a record, acknowledges that it holds possession of the collateral for secure party's benefit. So it's saying you just got to authenticate the record. All right, the person takes possession of a collateral after having authenticated a record, acknowledge that it will hold possession of collateral for the secure party's benefit. So they're talking about a third party. So who is this third party? The state. See, they've done all of this. They've done this. You haven't done your part. So, like, let's go to 9-308. Is that what I wanted to read? That they're talking about agricultural liens there. And a lot of people like to read that one. I'm not totally sold on that. So basically, I'm done reading all that. So basically, after reading all that legalese, all of that, going through all of that, it just simply says you just need to endorse it and give direction on that document to the securities intermediary. Now, you got to find out who that is. Of course, they're not going to tell you. But I also showed you who it was, who issued the document, who created the document. Because how was the document created? Your mom signed off on it. Your dad possibly signed off on it. That's what created. Those signatures created it because they had to attest. They had to, as a matter of fact, I'll just read North Carolina's birth certificate laws. They told you what it took to get procedure. But no, let's just do laws. You create these certificates through your signature, and it has to be done by way of affidavit. I had it up earlier. Okay, there it is. A certificate of birth for each live birth, regardless of the gestation period, which occurs in this state, shall be filed with the local registrar of the county in which the birth occurs within 10 days after the birth, and shall be registered by the registrar if it has been completed and filed in accordance with the article and the rules. So there you go, the registrar, certificate. That's the intermediary. When a birth occurs in a hospital, let's skip all of that. That's just it. If it occurs here, let's get to it. Look, a sworn statement by the mother consenting to the assertion of paternity by a father and declaring that the father is the child's natural father and that the mother was just going to unmarried. But really, they need sworn statements. These are the rules of making a birth certificate. What has to be done? Someone's got to swear to the fact. Try to look for what I was reading earlier. It's one of those things where you read some, oh, I don't need that, but yes, I did need that. To create a birth certificate, they need someone with firsthand knowledge to swear it as evidence of it. And we already know that they use the mother as an informant. 9 times out of 10, the father, a lot of times the father's not even available to sign the birth certificate because they get the mother to sign it and say who's who and move on. And she says who she wants to be on that birth certificate. He's almost not even asked. If a father wants to sign a birth certificate, he has to make that request on his own because they're going to automatically bring that paperwork to her while she just had a baby under all of this stress, signing a legal document. All right, there you have it. Simple endorsement. In demand. I mean, isn't it, how different this is when you write up a check and you hand it over? And you have, don't you have to endorse it? Like me, I endorse it and say redeeming lawful money. Or you could say, if I can find it, another little thing you can do. What did I do with it? What I had in my bag, let me see. Oh, here it is. Deposit for credit on account or exchange for non-redeemable Federal Reserve notes. And that's only, I'm only going to say that once. What, it ain't even a spot on the form to sign. What are you speaking of, Infinite? What are you talking about? What is not a spot for you to sign? Yeah, authenticate. He says, somebody asked the question, does getting authenticated by both county and the state and attach the affidavit complete by admin process for claiming? It completes the process of you claiming ownership. That's all it does when you do that. But if y'all need to read UCC, the UCC 8 and 9. I would read the whole UCC, which is going to take you forever, but... but if you really want to understand what I just read, read them too. And you got to go jump back and forth between the chapters to really understand this. Now, I'm not speaking on this. Okay. I just read that you don't have to give notice of nothing
if you have a certificate of security. Somebody put the UCC as a notice you endorse security certificate. But I just read right here. Where is it? Let me see. Was it here? I just read it wasn't necessary. All you need is that document. The filing of a financial statement is not set necessary to perfect a security interest. Go on down in a security certificate of security, which is perfected by delivery of the security certificate to the secured party. You don't have to do it. And how I know you don't have to do it, because y'all been doing it, people been doing it forever and got no remedy from it. So it's time to think about something else. I don't, all of the transfer to a trust, that is already a trust. So I'm not going to say, yeah, you transfer it to this and that. What I'm saying is read those two UCCs, and you got to, if you really want to understand, click back and forth, read it. But I just showed you a snippet of what it's told you to do. And none of that you SPC process told y'all to do any of what I just read. Y'all went around the world when y'all had the damn thing in your hand the whole time. You see. All right, let's see. Let me see if I got any questions. That's right. Get those likes up. I'm going to, all of the stuff that I read, I'm going to put that in the chat for y'all. Y'all noticed I wasn't reading any PDFs, right? Like, I wasn't reading somebody's website and their interpretation of any of this, right? I was straight on their websites. The people who wrote these rules website. I'm giving y'all it up, giving it to you. So y'all don't have, oh, let me get that site letter on. No, I'm giving it to y'all. I'm giving it to you. I'm still waiting for somebody to get on and challenge or give me some success stories. No, nobody's on there. Nobody on there. Nobody calling in. Tell me how successful. I see all through the chat that there was no success. So my question it is, if you don't have a track record of success with this stuff, then why are y'all using it? Why are you using it? Why are you preaching this? Why are you listening to people talk about this? If you want to listen to the people talk about it, at least raise your hand, get on their show and say, hey, I know you've been talking about this SBC process for a long time. Can you tell me personally how you made it work for you since you say this is the way to go? Can you give me any evidence of that? And I'm going to tell you what some of them are going to say. Oh, they don't. It's called non-disclosure. It's called non-this, non-that. They can't tell. They're not going to tell. Okay, then, well, the question is, okay, did you get remedy? Did you get success with this? What success have you had? Because, okay, they can't tell us, and they're going to hold back the secrets. But what about you? What are you getting? You're saying this is what I need to do. You're saying this is what I need to go in the courtroom and risk my freedom of being treated like a crazy person. You know, I keep telling y'all, evidence, look, I got this book. Richard Comfort book. Let me see if y'all see that book. Richard Comfort website, I ordered it. I got his stuff, right? And it says, evidence without testimony is hearsay. If you don't have, let's see what else it says. actual or demonstrative evidence. The records must be proven trustworthy. I can't go to creditors in my bond and use that in my case. And people have done stuff like that. Creditors in my bonds is not a, is a credible source. A YouTube video is not a credible source when it comes to evidence. Your opinion is not evidence. You need bona fide evidence. But I'm just pull up UCC and it shows you exactly what y'all need to be doing. Somebody said, I've seen plenty of people do bills of exchanges from the SBC and even been in court. No success. And you don't really need the certificate of live birth. It just says certificated security. Birth certificate is a, just that regular one is a certificated security. Authenticated. Now, once it's authenticated, you got your three signatures, it's proof that it's real. And then you can, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it. Did y'all be hitting me up with, how do I do it? I've never done it. I don't preach SBC. I've never done anything with a birth certificate to try to get any money off of it. But I'm, since everybody want to talk about it, I'm going to their rules and it's telling me what to do. I know what a birth certificate is, and it just said, security intermediary. Intermediary. Who is that? Who is that? Now, do I have a clear vision on what needs to be done? I somewhat do. But without testing and putting forth it on my own, I'm never going to tell you this will work because I don't know. I haven't done it. See, I ain't going to lie to y'all just to get y'all to listen to me on YouTube or give me money. I'm just talking about this because all this week, consultation, SBC. Well, I mean, not even all this week, months. And I just, yeah, I don't deal with that. And I just been blowing it off. And then the spirit woke me up and said, you need to talk about this now. It's time. It's time to read these rules and show people what this thing is actually telling you to do. Not what a YouTuber says, not what these guys have been saying. This is what it's saying. And they create these complicated processes. And I'm telling you, everything, especially with what I have people work on, is simple. It's so simple that people complain, man, this is just too simple. It is that simple. When I tell you that if you want success, all you got to do is take accountability and change your thoughts and believe that you will be successful and speak that into existence every day and you will be successful. If you want more money, you keep your mind on more money, more money, more money, and more money will come to you. Is that simple? Yes, it is that simple. What makes it complicated is you keep thinking adversarial thoughts. You keep being your own devil. As soon as you have a good thought about it, I'm going to get more money, the next thought comes in your head, oh, man, this thing going hard. Am I going to make some money today? Instead of saying, I am money. I am making money. I'm a money magnet. I'm this. I'm that. Instead of saying those things, you're saying, oh, I wonder what's going to happen today. I've been my own devil. I was my own devil today thinking craziness like that, popping in my head, and I got to rebuke it. What is that? What is that? All that scripture said when the devil came and tempted there it is. I always gotta take it back. It says, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Let's see. That's not the whole scripture.
Here it is.
It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. When you're thinking those lower form thoughts, you're living off just the bread. And all you can't get no real nutrition off of that. But when you living off every word that comes from the mouth of God, which you are God, that's coming out of your mouth, now you're living a full life. When you're speaking and commanding things to come forth, like this whole UCC thing, I'm going to crack this. Because I'm going to command that information, give the information I need, give me the truth. Just show me the truth. Like I did so many years ago, when I wanted the truth, I got the truth. And the truth showed me that I was the devil of my own life. I was the culprit. I was the problem. And once I realized that I was my own devil, I changed my mind. I renewed my mind and said, I'm not going to be my own devil. I'm not going to hurt my own self. I got to become the love myself. Life changed. Life got better. Yeah, I was seeing anything and everything as the devil. That's it. She that. He that. The world is everything wrong with it. No, the world is perfect. Man, the world is good. Ain't nothing wrong with this world. Only thing wrong with it is you thinking something wrong. Yes, are crazy things happening over there? And over here, yes, it is. The people doing this and people doing that. As soon as you start talking like that, you're being your own devil. Yes, are people doing crazy things? Yes. But if I ain't going to sit there and do nothing about it, why am I sitting feeding that into my mind? And another thing, a lot of y'all want to be the world savior. And you already know what happened to Christ. They either came and did all kind of wonderful things. And what they did? Crucified him over a thief. So y'all go ahead and keep trying to save the world if you want to. But this world does nothing but crucify their saviors. And then they make them martyrs and worship them in books. You know, y'all know Christ is just a metaphor. I hope, you know. But what I'm saying is, the only person you need to concentrate on saving is yourself. You don't have time to be pulling straws out of your brother's eye, your sister's eye. You ain't got it. You ain't qualified. Because you still blind by that big old piece of rafter, whatever in your eyes. You can't see past that. Because the reason why you can't see past that, because you think everybody else is the problem. Everything else is the problem. And like I say, back to this SBC nonsense, the teachers are not the problem. Y'all the problem, because y'all listening to these people. Y'all giving them credit, getting on their show. Oh, this is some great information you giving me. Man, you doing a justice for the people. What kind of justice when people getting locked up, getting 30 days and 40 days, 45 days in jail for in psych wards? That's all I know that has happened, or people have lost or have lost their homes and other properties trying this craziness. That's the evidence I have. When it comes to evidence, that's what I have. I don't have any other evidence to support that SBC is a process that is going to help anybody get delivered from their problems. Now, like I said, the only way you're going to get delivered from your problems is you change your mind and you speak into existence the things that you want to happen. Good to happen to you. You speak to the good in your life. You command your day to be good. You wake up in the morning and you say, I'm going to have a good day. I am a good day. I am prosperous. I am peaceful. Say things like that. And guess what will happen? You'll have that. Will something come to test you? Because, listen, I'm doing all this talking. Trust me. Something is going to test my peace. And every day, in the beginning, a lot of times I fail. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I just been talking about it. And then I got to yank myself back. I got to, you know, shake the devil out of me. Yeah, somebody said, I believe SBC has learned how to understand and discharge my unused by using, okay, I believe, sounds like you have no proof for that. So, yeah, go ahead and study all that stuff. SBC is somebody's version of what you're supposed to do. What I'm saying is, stop looking at the SBC and all those process people telling y'all what to do and go read these damn laws for yourself. That's what I'm saying. SBC is someone's made-up term. Because in the UCC, it doesn't use that term. He says security party. You see? Only way you're going to get your belief to a knowing stage and proof stage is you go read it, you study it, you put it into play, and see if it works. But I just read y'all I made that simple. Like, it was like, all it says is you need this document. This right here. I don't need a whole bunch of filing this and that. It's okay, so somebody hands me a negotiable instrument or check, you know, that's a negotiable instrument. And do I need the UCC to go cash that check? What do I need the UCC for when I got the damn instrument? It's authenticated. It's in my hand. Here it is. I'm the owner. I need to redeem this. If I go to the proper party and say the right things, right? You see what I'm saying? It's simple. It's not complicated. Somebody, I haven't seen anyone be successful in the SBC process, and I met lots of SBC people. Absolutely no one can show proof. King Cooper. Let me put that up on the screen. Let me show these quotes. let me put these quotes. We're going to put this into YouTube Foreverland. You see? Let's see. Let's show these quotes. Let's show them. Let's see. See, a lot of people want, I believe. There's a lot of people on this planet that believe that there's someone coming back to save them, despite people being hung on trees, slavery, and all other atrocities that happen on this planet. Their brother ain't showed up yet. You know, other people believe, well, he's just waiting for the right time. No one knows the day nor the hour. In the meantime, people are being slaughtered all over the world. People are being sex trafficked all over the world. And my question is this, simply, what kind of God is that to sit back for thousands of years and allow all this stuff to go on, and he's supposed to be coming to fix it? And that's another simple answer. You don't have to agree with me. There's another simple answer to that. Very simple. Very simple answer to that. And I've said this many times before. Let us make man in our image and likeness. That statement, that very statement, if you want to believe what the Bible is saying about that, and you look at other texts, let us make man in our, that means that you have the power. We as a people have the power. The only reason why a lot of this stuff is going on is because we're allowing it. We don't need a God in the sky to come fix it. We can fix that. We can stop that. Do you understand if the government really wanted to stop these types of things, sex trafficking, they spent more time making you wear masks in trying to endorse you getting a vaccine than they did on sex trafficking and all these other stuff. You know, that ain't getting no news play. If they really want to stop that, they can't. They're locking people up 10, 20 years for not paying taxes. Why don't they stop that? Because maybe they may be a part of that. Maybe they're involved in it. The only reason why people get away with these things is more of the people out there that can stop it than it is government officials. We allow it. We believe, oh, you know, we put the responsibility on someone else to do it, just like you put the responsibility on God to fix your problem, coming from out of the sky to fix your problem, instead of you getting up off your ass and fixing it yourself. See, that's the problem. Everybody's waiting on someone else to do it, to fix it. My life didn't change until I did something about it. And how can you expect someone to be dedicated to your success when you're not dedicated to your own success? The one key thing to show how dedicated people are to anything is see how dedicated they are to their own word and to their own life. And a lot of people are not dedicated enough to their own success. They want to keep the job. They want the security of a job. They don't want to go risk opening up their own business. They use excuses. But yet these same people are complaining. You can't complain if you're not going to get up off your ass and do anything. Yes, all of these crazy things happen around the world. Yes, it is. It's billions of people, or 7 billion, over 7 billion, what, on the planet? And you mean to tell me we can't all get together and put a stop to all of these things that's hurting children and stuff like that as a group? No, because we allowed a set of people, a small set of people, to create laws, wait on us. We're the law. We'll do it. You can't take the law into your own hand. We're waiting. We're sitting back allowing all of these crazy things. Because we've been taught that someone else is going to fix it. Someone else is going to come and save us from all of the bad things that is going on in the world. Save yourself. And do it on an individual level, because that's how you fix things. On an individual, start with yourself. First fix you. That's a whole lifetime. That's a lifetime in itself, trying to take care of your stuff. All right, let me go with it. I've been talking, waiting for the people to come on. Oh, somebody got their hand up. Let's see what they're talking about. 914-9-0, peace. What's up?
Peace. What's good, Arkane?
Everything, man. Life is good, man. I can't
get it. Yeah, man. Life is great, brother. Life is great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the talk and
yeah, dollar.
And what you putting down. I'm calling in because I'm looking at you online, too. And I see some stuff in the chat, right? I see some stuff in the chat. And some people, I don't think they're hearing you, man.
I know. This ain't for everybody.
You really got to take accountability of yourself. You really do. It's funny that you even having this talk today, Arkane, because I read something today, and it took into account everything that you're just saying. You know what I'm saying? And I read something today, because in case you don't know, this is Mr. Kyle Doe.
I'm very familiar with the voice.
Right? So, you know the fight I'm fighting. I'm only saying it like that because, you know, you keep it private. But I did some stuff today, Arkane. I really read some stuff today, Arkane. It's funny that you said that. And everybody been talking about, you know, certain IRS forms to give to your employer. I don't think people understand that it might not be the form that you think it is until you start doing some reading.
Yep.
Because I saw I was right. I thought I knew it all as far as that phone was concerned. And then I did some real reading. Real reading. And it's not even that phone. It's not even that phone. It's an interesting thing I saw today.
Are you gonna hold back, or are you gonna what do you want to do?
I'm gonna say.
Or you want to talk to me in the private?
I'm gonna say this. Everybody think it's from what I saw today. It's only theoretical because I haven't done it yet. Right? But it's real.
I understand.
Right? I'm doing it this week. Everybody think it's a W-8.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be.
But that's possible.
More than likely, it's the other form.
Mm-hmm.
And say, more than likely, it's that other form.
Mm-hmm.
82-33.
Yeah. You know, they're supposed to go together.
Huh?
That form supposed to go with the W-8. But I would have to say without, you said 8233, right?
Yeah.
I haven't. I'm going to say definitively, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I did so much today that I didn't do nothing because I was at my employer. And I did so much, I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a lot today.
Well,
you know what I mean? I did a lot.
It's funny. I haven't wanted to talk about it too much because, like you said, it's theoretical.
Right, right.
And, you know, I'm not in an employment position to make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. 100%.
But I would say about 2-3 months ago, I had a conversation with someone who actually used that form.
They used it in a banking situation. In the what situation? Say that again.
In a banking situation.
Okay.
That form really is for all of the, not just the job. It's also for the bank
Absolutely.
Because it says identification of beneficial owner.
Absolutely.
Part one.
And you know how I put it all together, Akeem? Real talk. How I put it all together is I actually read the form, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they do. Are you this? If not, use this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you saw that, right, it said, well, if you this, use this form. But if not, use this form. I said, well, damn. They gave me that form.
Mm-hmm.
So they must already know.
Yes.
Who and what I am.
Yes, they do. See.
Young girl.
You could, well, so, are you in the premium membership?
Yeah, I'm in the premium membership. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
What class are you in, the second or the first?
I'm in the second one.
Okay, we've already had this conversation. Like, we talked about this, on this in the premium membership, but outside of the premium membership, I know someone who used this form, and here's the funny thing about this form. I had this form for years. I had it for years, like, filled out, and you know how you get stuff, but your mind ain't really locked in on it.
Yeah.
So you don't really pay attention to it. But I would say definitively you are absolutely right with that.
I can. It's funny that you said that because I couldn't move. I slowed a little bit in the premium because I've been stuck on it. I couldn't move. I'm like, yo, I got to finish this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I couldn't move, Joaquin. I slacked a little bit in the premium because I'm like, yo, I can't get off of this until I figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Because they're giving me hell and trying to give me the runaround. Once I read all the runaround, I said, okay, this ain't it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the funny thing is I read all the runaround, and I said, this ain't it, but I was preparing for the runaround because that's all I had going. And then I ran into this today, and I said, oh, this is it. I said, this is right here. And like you said, I can't. It's so simple. It almost wasn't simple. I almost made it complicated. And it's sitting right there. It tells you right there.
Yep. It's on the instructions. The instructions will tell you.
It's on the instructions. Yo, I can't. Yeah, and that's why
right
I said,
if you are this who is receiving blah, blah, compensation for an independent person
like,
service performed.
Period. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is figure out if that's you. And that's why I call. You know what I'm saying? On top of the fact that you said, you know, don't be the savior of the world and all that stuff, I stopped that as well. You know what I'm saying? So everything you're saying is hitting for me. And I only call because, you know, I had such a great day of the information I found out. DJ B Thunder, I see you, man. I'm going to let you in the membership. You'll know because I'm doing it this week. You'll know when it works. So I really believe this is it. I really, because just based on what I read, I really believe this is it. I looked at it, and I missed most of the stuff you said with the UCC, but I figured
I was
that's
just reading
part
the
of
definitions.
Well.
You can go back and read all. I was just reading how it
right.
says just it. All it needs is an endorsement and give instructions to the securities. What's the term they use?
What's the
intermediary. The security intermediary.
Right. There you go. Intermediary.
Yes.
Right? So, man, it was amazing. When I saw it, I said, wow, this is it.
It says registered form as applied to a certificated security means a form in which a security certificate specifies a person entitled to the security.
I just want to say this because I had to get past the, yo, they Jewing us, they ripping us off, they this, they that. Nah, they actually only the ones doing it right. Now, they don't have to tell us.
No, they don't.
They don't have to tell us.
Right.
They don't have to tell us. But if you put it together, it's right there.
Yes.
It's right there.
It's there.
And it's ours. It ain't theirs. They just running it. It's our system. Remember that. If you remember
right.
it's our system, you'll get a
what
lot further
doing,
than thinking it's their system that you got to break into. It's our system.
If everybody says everything is operated under trust, right? So when they're giving out PPP or they're giving out these other EIDLs, or they just dropping money in your checking account or your savings account. They're just giving money to the beneficiaries.
Exactly.
They're giving you a small portion of what you really... Because the question is, where are they getting this money from that they're giving away? They
exactly.
gave you billions, trillions of dollars over the last year. Then if you don't go and set off or claim what they gave you right, they're going to want that money back. It's like you borrowed
that's
against
right.
the trust.
That's right.
You want that back. But here, on the other hand, the people they just drop money into their accounts, the individuals who they're U.S. citizens, they pay that back through their tax return, right? Then, but
right.
the corporations don't have to pay it out. They get what you call loan forgiveness if they follow certain guidelines. And they got millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They put it right there in your face.
Uh-huh.
They're not giving you this money, oh, we here to help. No, they're giving you what's yours already.
Exactly.
Making you believe they're doing you a favor. They're the trustees. And trustees get paid for doing work. Whenever they are doing anything with a trust, any business, they get paid for that. They're not telling you deserve your share.
You know, they're not showing you how to properly make your claims.
Right.
Yeah, man, good information, though. Yeah. Because when you said the 8233, I remember the conversation. I remember actually the person sent me all of the stuff. Because I don't really,
in that world.
I never looked at it. But I'm kind of in that world because it still applies to bank accounts. These forms are used for bank accounts as well. Because the first thing they want to shove in your face is a W-9.
Right.
Why? Because banks are withholding agents. You see? So.
That's right. So, man, I just wanted to call, man, and I thank you for.
Appreciate it, though. Appreciate it, bro.
And for anybody who ain't sure about you, I'm living great because not because of Akeem, but with Akeem. With Akeem's help, I'm living great because of that. So in case you think he's faking it, I'm here to tell you he ain't. So on that, peace, bro. I'll see you next meeting.
All right, peace, brother. All right, thank you for that. The phone line's still open. 563-999-3615. That's all. I noticed that a lot of people don't pick up and raise their hand or get on to talk to me when I'm having a session where, hey, show me how this stuff works. They sit there and they watch, but they don't get on and chime in. Send the link for what? Study more for what? What am I sending the link for? No, the Mark White, it doesn't work for a suspended license. You have to get all of that straightened out. The whole purpose of doing the driver's license process is to get your nationality recorded on the record with them. That's the purpose of it. It doesn't restore the privilege of driving or anything like that, no. Or your right, if you want to put it like that. You mean what's the link to the membership? Akeemell.com. Right there. And then the membership is up there. All right, man. I think I went on. I preached to y'all a little bit or a lot. Went over to UCC, which is, I don't think I've ever done a show on the UCC. This is my first time ever really going in on it or SBC or anything like that. So look forward. I'm going to be doing some serious study. Y'all might want to get books like this. Here it is on camera. Here it is. I got this other camera, this little webcam, and I think this webcam is better than my $500 camera. Ain't that crazy? The little webcam, I like the way the clarity of it. I think I paid like $60 for that little camera. Sometimes it's the little things that are worth more than these more expensive things. I am all good, Maxim said. There's a website. I'm just trying to make sure I got all y'all questions out of the way before I close out the show. Yes, the government is a business, for sure. And Yolanda says, thanks for everything. You are very welcome. There we go. Yeah, you can record your nationality on your government ID. You always can do it. We just been told, don't get the driver's license, good, this and that, blah, 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 blah. All of these people telling y'all to do all this stuff. And then when y'all get in trouble, nobody's there to help. You're incurring all of these legal fees because you're listening to these people tell y'all to drive around without plates and craziness like that. Listen, I'm not going to front on y'all. Oh.
Man, why 30 more? Why, what you want to punch someone for? You don't need to punch nobody. For what? That's why I haven't checked. I don't know. What's the difference between a birth certificate and a certificate of live birth where to obtain? The birth certificate is just a copy of the certificate of live birth, and they use it. Some places make it very hard for you to get the certificate of live birth. But a lot of people say get the certificate of live birth. You need it for this. But here's, let me tell y'all something. I've heard that, get the certificate of live birth for some reason, but I've never seen any remedy come from having a certificate of live birth. Maybe I'll do another show on that. If anybody got any special privilege because they had a certificate of live birth, anything different happened because you had the certificate of live birth? So that's another thing. Get the certificate of live birth, this does this and that. Okay, how did it change your life to have the certificate of live birth? Because according to me, I don't have a certificate of live birth. I got the birth certificate, and I've been running and doing all these other things with it. I don't see the difference. You know, I'm here to learn, too, and someone can educate me on that. Yeah, I know all of the reasons why they wanted you to have that, but that's another one. Okay? All right, if you're going to call, press the 1 before I shut down the show. Study more. If you're online. Okay, there you go. 347-239. Peace.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. I didn't even know. Peace is long. Peace to the guys and all that. I am Study More.
Yeah, I see you down there. Really, yeah.
Yeah, I can't really hear you too well, but I'm gonna try to speak as clear as I can.
Is that good?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I need to speak to somebody. So the reason why I was saying what I was saying is because you just caught my ear when you started speaking about, I guess, whatever the brother was doing, and he was doing that process, and then the whole everything before that with the whole BBC and TBB. I just ran into that dude because I was learning about the whole secure party process. My father actually was the reason for all these questions, right? So when we got into it, I learned that was a bad thing to do, and we went too far in it where I almost got into some shit. So
right.
I learned that he now switched his gears to nationality. But before we switched to nationality, which is why I'm even calling, is because when I was doing what I was doing over there, I never found anybody who ever did this process. And it was weird because if he's a dude that's doing the process, then what I'm now learning to ask is, like, if you cleared debt, why you ain't cleared debt for everybody else? That's just one thing. And then with the whole process, I want to jump back to the nationality. For the cause, right, everybody is saying, yo, listen, go authenticate your birth certificate, go kill your Social Security card. And then when I run into certain people, they have those things. And then there's people who I'm respecting and who've been doing this for a while who saying, don't go get that. And then people who've been doing it even longer than I'm saying, go get it. It's confusing, bro. It's
I
so
can understand
confusing
your confusion. Okay, this is how I make a decision on whether I'm going to listen or even investigate what people say. Now.
Oh, no, I'm past that. I'm past that.
Okay, you
past
that.
I ain't even. I'm past that. I'm to the point where I read now. I read and
right.
I study. The thing is that
you
I can't.
You want it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know the books. Like, when it comes to this this money business thing, I don't know the books. And it's hard to try to get books when
don't
it seems like people
book.
Gave me bad information.
All the information is in their laws. Read that. Read the
I know.
UCC. Read the statutes. Read the first thing you need to read the Constitution, because that's going to show you your protections, right? That's going to show you your protection, what the Constitution, how you can use the Constitution to protect yourself. And you'll hear people say, oh, the Constitution, dead, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. You keep believing that.
Exactly.
You know, that's on you. But I use it all the time.
Go ahead, because I be having too much. I'm going to just let you go on.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you're right. Read for yourself. Don't believe me. Don't trust me to
Oh, Hakeem said this, and I'm just going to go do it. Read it. You know? Yeah.
And, I didn't realize that people would be doing harm like that.
Oh, yeah, man. I know personally just lost about $30,000, $40,000 messing around with
people. Look at that.
In this community that's supposed to be uplifting humanity.
Right. Right.
And when they can't get in touch with them, they can't call them, they ain't returning calls.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? What you got to understand, in this community, unfortunately, it attracts the vagrants, the lowlives. And they come, that whole wolves in sheep clothing, there's a lot of them in this community.
Yeah, it is.
See, y'all think the wolves in sheep clothing, they were talking about the church folks. No, no. I'll deal with some church folks before I deal with some of these people in this community.
Well, I didn't realize.
Because I understand, at least I know where they're coming from, their mode of thinking. Blah, okay, I got them. But some of these cubs come, they have all this higher knowledge, so-called, but they some of the worst people to deal with. Just straight scoundrels. Well,
that's kind of the problem.
Right.
That's kind of the problem. Because a lot of people, like me myself, I'm not in no trouble. I did my time in jail. I'm coming over 5 years of parole.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I don't even really mess with people. The thing I'm on right now is like I'm only on the knowledge. But what I need is I need an elder who I can build with and talk to. As you can tell, I have a lot of energy. So when I speak to people, it'd be a whole lot of things in my head. I don't get everything out. So it's hard to speak to somebody about this knowledge and to be going the right way, even with reading and not wanting somebody to just sideswipe you, or you get sideswiped from something that you wasn't even thinking about. Excuse me. And the whole process of like the ID that y'all was just talking about, I was told to stay so far away from that. And now I'm running into people with
IDs. How you
going to
do business, man? How you going to do business?
I'm going to give
you
my track mind.
You got to understand the enemy. I can give you a simple answer to that, and you saw it in the movie The Matrix.
Right.
How did they operate in The Matrix? How did they operate in there? They had to go dress up like everybody else and use credentials to get the different things. Now, because they was awoke and they understand what they was involved in, they did special things.
Yeah, but
I mean, they showed
you like
all the things. Even Superman dumbed himself down to go work at a newspaper.
Everybody had two lives. That's true.
Right. He had a double identity. And he acted like a weak old nerd. He had a driver's license. He had everything. And he could fly clear across the planet and it's at the speed of light. So what I'm saying is, the knowledge that you get in this information gives you superpowers to a degree, right? But you have to use them wisely. You can't just be out there all flamboyant. As soon as people realize how your power, they're going to come after you.
That's true. So
you see? So when people walk, don't use your job, don't do this, and then there's some road cop pull you over and you trying to flex on him, talking about, you know, I got the right to travel, and then he hits you over the head with that they don't use nightsticks now, they use tasers and guns. What you gonna do?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to comply with certain things.
But why wouldn't you?
What
that's
already
not
witnessed.
Making you a coward by complying. That's being smart. In the art of war, when you are outgunned, you don't, you know, you retreat.
Matter of fact, let me throw this at you, because you would be a person who would be in the elders group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the idea of what elders think. They say a collective community of people will basically will protect each other. Do you even see that possible with the way that you think? Because
that's already being done. But we just don't do it in our community. Hasidic Jews protect their own. My cousin NYPD. They arrest one of them people before he gets to the station. They already called him to get that.
Yeah, I know.
or you stop all that. So they got people who are a collective community who work together. Asians got a law passed. And we've been victimized since they're immigrants, and they got a law passed to protect them off of a shooting unit.
They got a nation.
Now, I can't get upset with them because they got a law passed. Why? The reason why they got a law passed is why? They stick together and they work together. So we need to take a page out of their book and follow that recipe. Stop following the recipe of getting on the street, marching and going and vote for this and vote for that. No, money talks. They use money and power to get that to happen.
Would you say
all
money
we
has
have
the same
is a bunch
value?
Of religious leaders talking
True.
And marching.
True.
There's no action other than that. And they got us, in, our people, in such a sleep mode that we do the same thing over and over religiously expecting change. Vote or, you know, Puff Daddy said, vote or die. But, dude, been voting for years, and we still got the same problem.
I wouldn't tell people vote. I tell them what you tell them. I tell them read law. What I'm on now is I study. I'm studying law.
Really, good, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
good, bro.
You good.
If you really want power, get your financial game up. Because when you got that bread, that's when things start happening. That's when you start getting respect. You could talk love, peace, and happiness all you want, but one thing that runs this world is money.
But then,
love
how do you
don't
understand
even keep relationships together. Don't you A lot of people.
That's true.
People get upset with me. Love ain't the key to keeping a relationship together. It's not, because if all these people claim they love each other, when a person did something wrong, they wouldn't have walked out. If you loved them,
yeah,
right.
You're right.
So love doesn't
You're
keep
right.
relationships. It doesn't keep anything together. What keeps things together is mutual respect for one another.
And I appreciate that too.
In integrity and loyalty. That's what keeps people together.
That's true.
Your sense of duty to your word and obligation of the vows that you took. It's not love.
Mm. You're absolutely
you
right.
See?
And that whole marriage thing is a whole business too. Shit.
Mm.
Yeah. I definitely I'm sorry, go ahead.
So what you gotta do is, you think the Asian community really hate us? Not really. I don't think that. But what they do, a lot of these communities, just like Asian, they make fun of us because they look at us and say, our people are just idiots. We'll chase any entertainment idea.
We do.
You know, we'll chase that down. We'll let our own people, our own rappers, get up there and degrade women, right? Degrade our women, and then watch our women degrade themselves by calling themselves bees and hoes and stuff like that. Addressing each other like that. What's up, home?
Yeah.
Like the show that, one of the shows that kicked it off is a girl, she got a show, was on HBO, and how they address, hey, what's up, bitch? And stuff like that. They're addressing each other like that, and we're not checking that type of behavior. So how do we expect other communities to respect us if we allow rappers, we buy the music, we listen to it, we pump it in our cars to talk about our mothers and daughters and sisters like that on their songs. Instead of, first we have to check ourselves. We need, like, you need to change that music, bro. Because these same guys that's rapping that BS, then they want to come and do some type of humanitarian project. Yeah, we want to help kids in the school. We want to do it. But yet your music says something else.
Yeah.
All of these dudes like Killer Mike and all their songs were saying that crap. But we're using these very people to be the voice of our community. The very people that rap these lyrics. And we all know that brothers and sisters, you see, us as men, we get it hard. We do get it hard. No one respects a black man, and in our women don't respect us. A lot of them don't, and some of that comes from us not respecting ourselves, not commanding respect, not standing up. You know, hey, you do whatever you want, but this is what's being done here. And we don't want to run the risk of losing a woman by standing on principles. So who's going to take us seriously? We don't stand on ourselves, right? We gotta bring ourselves up, right?
You're right. Definitely right about that. But then
if you call yourself a leader, you got to be willing to lose something for your principles, for who you are. You got to be willing to lose all of this dead weight of people trying to say you need to be this. And that, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to say what I have to say. And if you don't like it, you don't have to like it. You don't have to agree. But you respect me at the same time.
Right.
You see? What's this dude that's wearing dresses now to these awards, this new singer or rapper? Just all out there. And okay, you gay, that's fine. But we don't have to be all up in your business about it. We don't care about that. Why you got to put it on the world to be displayed? You doing all this stuff in public. What do we need to see all of that for?
Right.
Like, they're promoting more of feminizing the black male than they are promoting heterosexual relationships and strong male, black male image. They want to promote that weak image. And that's what's killing. We don't have anybody promoting true fatherhood and motherhood. Real.
Right.
Relationship. You go watch TV now and you'll see black women with women now and black men with black men or in gay relationships. You're not seeing heterosexual relationships. These shows are not promoting that anymore. And the reason why they could do it, because we allow it. So is it really their fault? They're making shows for the consumer to consume. And that's what people are consuming. So it's not their fault. It's ours, because people only do to you what you allow. People give you what you want, what you accept. Until we stop accepting these types of behaviors, nothing is ever going to change. So, but it has to be done on an individual level. We individually got to say, I'm not accepting that anymore. We individually, if you want black families to survive and see mothers and fathers in the home together, we got to stop accepting the other lifestyles. The reason why it's so many of us split apart, because we have accepted that. We accepted the single mom lifestyle. That has become the norm.
Mm-hmm.
The split up family is the norm. And people talk like that. Oh, these days, this is what we're doing. And and it's not okay, because it's destroyed our whole community. We are not a community anymore.
Absolutely right.
We're not. We're just a group of people just trying to make it, bumping from place to place, just trying to figure it out.
I ain't gonna lie. To be honest with you, I don't like to prescribe my people to be called black. That's another thing.
Oh no, we're not black. We're not black at all. I know that
right.
Firsthand. I don't call myself that, but I use it as a term because that's mm-hmm. what people relate to. But
and
really,
I've been trying
we're
to get
not
them for that.
We're not African American. I was born here.
Right. And that's
no,
one
no,
of the
no,
main things.
I don't have
things.
No kindred or nothing in Africa. But that's what they promote. They're promoting that type of ideology. And when we start investigating, like, wait a minute. Where did you get that information from that we from this stuff? Someone told you that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video, 23andMe, where the guy tested the lizard saliva, and it came back as some Irish dude, you know, showing that these tests are bogus. They're garbage. You know, all that stuff they taught us in everything in school is
alive. And all of it, if you believe in it, is going to keep you unsuccessful. Yeah.
All right, brother. Anything else?
Absolutely. No, that's pretty much it, man. You hit my points, and I'm happy. But I'm gonna go check that link.
Okay, bro. All right.
You be good, again.
All right. You too. Peace. All right, everybody. That's it for me. I haven't done a show this late in a long time. It looks like we're gonna be doing a lot more of these. All right, y'all. So I will see y'all, you great people, next time. Hold on, I'm trying to. All right, peace. Before I go, I want to say thanks to all the people that gave me the donations tonight. Thank you. Very kind and generous of you. You will be blessed for that. You will receive 10 times what you gave. Peace.